Today I'm going to talk about an open source project designed for protecting the network, in particular using some concepts such as geofencing, block list, and analysis of service networks. I will tell you a little bit the idea behind this project. So in essence, this work has started mainly when the war in Ukraine started, and we have seen a really spike in attacks to our servers. And so we wanted to do something that was easier to maintain than what we had in the past. So we said, let's do something. And this is a work that we have started to develop with some students at the university. And we said to ourselves, we need to handle a little bit IP firewalling a little bit better, because you know a firewall is great if it is static. So in the sense that you put some rules inside the firewall and they stay in the firewall for a while. It's not your continuous add remove. You know, this is not a nice thing. And a typical example is geofencing. Geofencing is the ability to block traffic from specific countries. We know that it is not a solution. Definitely, it is not a solution. But for specific protocols, it makes sense. Let's make an example. Suppose that you have a VPN server, okay, that it is used by your company to simply to connect to your corporate site. So what do you want to leave it open for everybody? Okay, you can claim that today you are in Belgium, maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow you will be back to your home country. So probably it is not a good idea. But in general, some sort of geofencing is necessary. If you manage a service on the internet, you will see that most of the logs inside your Apache.log or Postgres or whatever, are generated by people that are not really interested in what you do, but are interested in breaking you or to try to find a way to break your system to go somewhere else. So it makes sense for us at least to circumvent. When I say geofencing, it doesn't mean a specific country. It doesn't mean Belgium, for instance. Okay, might say okay, Europe. Okay, or for sure, you know, not South America. And another problem is encryption. Okay, encryption is a very nice thing to have. We are not going to remove it. Actually, it should be present everywhere. But the problem is that if you look at this problem from the network, okay, we are in the network dev room, you will see that the encryption creates a problem. Not just the analysis of the traffic per se. So when you say the initial handshake, the way you know people are contacting you, if the fingerprint of this guy is a good fingerprint or is not a fingerprint used by a previous attacker. Because these things are very nice to have, but they're not enough. Because you don't know after the handshake what is this guy asking you to do. So this is another problem. So this has been the motivation. So the idea was to create a single open source tool, because you can use many tools to do that, okay, already. Very simple, I will show that in this presentation. But the problem is that you have one, so to have something simplified in one place. And also to do this for the next thing that I will show you in a second. So geofencing. So this is a typical example of how you can block a country on Linux. So this is a simple script. You have a country, okay, you want to ban. So you download from a certain place, this is a typical example, the list of networks that belong to such country. You have to make sure that this is updated, because you have to do it from time to time, because countries in particular, sometimes you know there is a network that is sold, acquired by companies belonging to a country to another. And you have, in essence, to download. I didn't put the curl, but I hope then it's not upset with me. And then we say, okay, download the file, and then put it into the firewall. And this is the way it works. And every day, you have to do it, every week, you know, in general, from time to time, you have to do that. And if you have several countries, it's a country 1, B, C, or whatever, so you lose here track of what this is in this country. So you have to remove everything and start over. Okay, so this was somehow, I understand that configuring this is complicated, even though solutions exist. Again, geofencing is not the way to solve cybersecurity problems, but it's a nice way to mitigate them, for sure, at least for specific protocol. So this was one of the motivation. The second thing I told you before is so-called block list. Block list means I want to block specific people based on something, okay? It's usually based on blacklist. So a set of IP addresses that, as I said, have been pre-labeled, or if you want to use the machine learning word that today is very popular, or if you want to say there are some people that for some reasons have put in some list, you know, some security guys, okay, that have done something nasty to other people, in a few days before or the previous week, okay? Usually these are created by putting honeypots on the internet. Okay, and when you see the violations that people are trying to break those honeypots, you will see that you know these guys are labeled as bad guys. The nice thing is that there are several blacklists available on the internet, but this is not good news all the time. Unfortunately, because some of those blacklists are run by volunteers. Okay, so some of them are good. Okay, some of them are not maintained. So, and in particular, if you imagine the you know free VPS services, so those that you can buy for €5 a month, you know they are constantly moving. Okay, so today this IP is bad, tomorrow is not bad anymore, and the same thing happens to the reverse. So the reputation is something that is dynamic. So you need to find you know a blacklist that makes sense. Okay, so for instance, these days we are using the one of the blacklists that we are using the Stratosphere IPS blacklist. That is a very good blacklist. But unfortunately, since some days, they are blacklisting, for instance, Google, or they are blacklisting GitHub, or they are blacklisting 8888 or 9999, so the public DNS servers. But if you don't have some regional knowledge, so something on the place where you live, that doesn't mean the town, but it means the network operators, or I mean your neighbors. So let's say, let's put it in another term. If you take a blacklist that is coming from the US, it will be 70% effective to you, but it will not protect you, you know, for the rest of the problem. Okay, so we need something that are created here. Also, some of the blacklists, please read the paper, use very large CIDR. And I don't believe that everybody is bad. Okay, maybe in this room there is somebody that is bad, but I don't think that 99% of the people are bad. So put a slash, you know, whatever, slash 203 in this room, and everybody's bad. So this to say that they're good if you use high-quality blacklist. But if you want to take something on the internet and put it, the longer is the better, so this is the wrong way of doing it, okay? Also, we have the problem of attacking on services. The problem of the service is that, you know, most of the time, okay, it is encrypted. If it is not encrypted, very often it is becoming encrypted, okay? And this, again, it's good news. So the block list is a way to prevent nasty people from contacting you. But then the rest of the group, that should be the majority, can still create problems to you. Okay, this is what I wanted to say. So the block lists are not the solution. They are a nice to have. They are a nice to have solution to put in place, but they are not enough. So and if you look at log servers, this is an example from the log server I did when I did the slides 2 days ago. It's one of them. It's full of them. Most of the logs are like this. Okay, so you will see good people contacting you, but most of the logs are attempts like this. So authentication error, too many attempts. You know, this is the email, and this is the web. So if you look at WordPress, it will be even worse. I'm trying to break, you see, they're trying to put a single config file for everything. Okay, you put everything in one place. And because it's designed for security, we have also put some security features, okay? That spans from the network side, but also to the service side. So we have something we call Watcher. So tools that are watching log files and searching for anomalies. It can block and unblock people, very, very good. And it can also refresh the blacklist automatically. So you don't have to create you know, complicated scripts that sometimes the break and to put several countries into it. And the result can be shared, first of all, through Telegram. So we receive you know messages from whenever there is something wrong. You can execute actions, okay? Or you can send them through ZeroNQ, and we are adding additional brokers, so for instance MQTT, to distribute them, so to have them into a single location. And the config file, it is very simple. So you specify, first of all, the market, that in Linux means drop or pass, okay, you can create them, but it can also mean slow down, so you can mitigate certain traffic based on that. You can specify the policy, and for the policy you can specify what you want to do. So in this case, if the policies drop, you know, allow these countries, okay, or this continent, North America, okay, you can say everybody from this place can connect. Or if you, for instance, pass, it's the other way around. So block, allow everybody except those countries, okay? And you can specify, you know, what port you want to monitor, so what port you want to enforce your rules, and what port you don't want to look at all because they have to be open. So something to ignore. So for instance, this is NTP. In addition to that, you can put some honeypot ports. So it means that if you want to say, okay, These are the list of my services. Good. But if somebody connects to another port that is not one of the ports, so why is it doing that? Is it a mistake, so it does it once? Or it is an attempt, it's a scanning, so we have seen before, so network discovery. So once we made the decision, we marked the traffic as good or bad, and the Linux does the rest. No more packets are sent to user space. So very little, you know, CPU usage, and everything is happening inside the kernel. In BSD, it's a little bit different. And watches are spawned, you know, by the tool. So when you do syscontrol, you know, start and stop, everything is done by that. You do reload, it does it automatically. And automatically refreshes the blacklist or blocklist every night for you, so you don't have to do anything. And this is a typical example. So look at the time. Again, this is when I did my slides, you know, a couple of days ago. If you look at the time, you'll see, and these are just two servers. It's always like that. Most of the problems are created by some people that are, you know, spending their time to do things that they should not do. So our service, for instance, is in the Netherlands. Okay, so we see sometimes, you know, very very simple patterns that they are moving from one server to another to do that. So this is all, but what's next? So what is the idea? As I said, one of the motivations was not just to create a simple administrative tool so that in one place everything happens, but we want to create something that it is used to secure services, okay, for everyone with one single config file, very simple, in JSON. But we would like to do something next. So what we are creating, we are creating a sort of cloud. So in essence, we would like those tools that you know are deployed to be put in a way so that they can speak each other. Okay, the cloud doesn't mean that you send everything to Amazon. Okay, send your data to third party people that you don't know what type of use they will do, or that can pollute your data with probably some IPs that are wrong, or maybe simply because they want to block other people. But the idea is that you can run your own server, okay, especially if you're a service provider, so you have many, many services, or you can put this service also on a laptop, okay, on a Linux laptop that you can bring home. If you see something bad happen, you can report this to the central server. And this is what we want to do,